Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's John Mellencamp bringing us back. A little Heartland music. A little Hoosier music. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one from my book, The Third Ingredient, the new one, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Leo Haviland is our guest, folks. One of the smartest guys I know. Author of Words on the Street, Language and the American Dream on Wall Street. We're talking about, that's leohaviland.com, by the way, is the website. We're talking about the real estate industry, the real estate conditions, home ownership primary, not just real estate, not commercial. We're really not talking about commercial right now. Home ownership, because Leo, home ownership is the three pillars. I call the three pillars of the American dream. Home ownership, the ability to start your own business, and self-determination. I mean, all the other ways you can do self-determination. Whatever that might be, and liberty. I guess liberty would be the best way to say it. We have liberty in America like nowhere else in the world, and that's all part of the American dream. But home ownership has been something that even our generation, Leo, the baby boomers, we felt the same about home ownership. In fact, we took home ownership to the next level from our own parents, who took it to the next level from their parents. But that's being reversed right now by a number of factors. You mentioned interest in the previous segment. You mentioned some global influences as well. What are some of the others that you're seeing? Because I want to make sure we talk about demographics too. Go ahead.
Many of emerging generation don't have the same attitude toward the American dream and home ownership that, say, our parents did, or the post-World War II generation and thereafter. They have probably been much more inclined to go into debt. They're less inclined, probably, as a group. Individuals, of course, differ, to be in situations which include housing that require persistence for a real long haul, and the entitlement attitude is more there than, say, work. And those older values, which were integral and remain integral to the American dream, linked to the housing marketplace. So although a house is still desired by, say, the younger generation, I don't think it's necessarily valued as much as it used to be.
Especially, it is not valued as a possession. It's valued as a place to be warm and dry. But it seems that they're more interested in other things. They're no longer interested in, they don't want anything that the parents had. In our lifetime, Leo, people will be using what you and I consider to be priceless antiques as kindling. In our lifetime, that will happen. And homes, the mansions that our generation aspired to, right, as we were coming up in our 20s, 30s, we aspired to having the McMansion, so to speak. This younger generation doesn't, and they're the largest generation in the country, in the history of our country, so they're having a big impact on this, and they're more interested in experiences than ownership of anything, automobiles, furniture, stuff, whatever it might be. They would rather dine, go out to dinner, and spend their money that way, or take a trip, or take a vacation, than to actually possess something. And that's a paradigm shift we haven't seen before in America. Leo, what do you think?
You're underlining some very important trends, and recently, tying into the housing market and across generations, household debt has increased. So it's above the 2008 peak in just arithmetic terms, which is a troubling sign. And in this holiday season, which is a wonderful time for consumption, we ought to think in relation to housing that the tax reform gift to corporate America, some of the earnings growth has worn off. And now the Federal Reserve in recent months or in the past year or two has been normalizing. So there's been some tendency for mortgage rates over the past couple of years to increase. So those factors are particularly in conjunction with, linkage to equity.
But, Leo, that interest rate argument is a canard as far as I'm concerned. Because when you look at history, look at the last 35 or 40 years, and 5%, which is the 30-year rate you can get right now, around 5%, that is still below, well below the average of the last 35 years. And the three and a half rates that we were getting a couple of years ago, those were unicorns almost. And so 5%, anyone who has a job can afford some kind of a home at 5%. What do you think? I think it's a canard is an argument.
Well, I don't agree with you on that one, Jim, because the tendency over a longer run, despite the past month or two, is for interest rates to rise, it seems.
But that's no argument for not buying a home now because it's 5%.
Well, it is if it's going to help to drive the price of the home down.
Yeah.
Because it's linked to other marketplaces.
Now you're talking about deflation. That's a whole other topic, which we want to talk about when we come back. The deflation of real estate prices, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.